What's going on? This is Michael Barriva with Spitting Fire, and today is episode number 19, and we're going to talk about dreams versus nightmares. And for those of you that don't know my story, at a very young age, I always had this entrepreneurial spirit. Now, at 18, 19 years old, I had no idea how I was going to actually become rich, how I was actually going to help people, but I always knew I wanted to do something big. And I always had dreams as a kid, but as I started to turn, 17, 18, 19, I started to fear and worry more than actually be inspired and dream about my future. And around 18, 19 years old, I met a mentor, and at that time, he kind of opened my eyes and told me I could be successful, I can actually impact people and be an amazing individual. And what motivated me at that time was not necessarily the dream, it was more like the nightmare. Okay? And for some of you guys, that may be a little twist in thinking, because some of you guys are told, you need to dream and just, focus on your future. You have a lot of these successful entrepreneurs saying you got to dream big, got to dream big, got to dream big. And some of you guys are just so scared to dream. You're so worried about success. You just maybe don't know how to dream yet, because that's where I was at 18, 19 years old. I didn't know how to dream big yet until I was actually in my early 20s. Until I started to really figure out my goals and my objective and my targets and what actually inspired me, which is to help young entrepreneurs and young salespeople and young kids to actually move closer towards their dreams and their goals. So what happened was at 18, 19, 20, I started to, tap into all my nightmares, and those nightmares motivated me more than me thinking about my dreams. You see, sometimes you don't really need a dream to wake you up. Sometimes you need a nightmare. Sometimes you need a fire under your ass to wake you up and say, you know what? This is the life that you maybe don't want to live. This is the life that you probably are scared of. You see, growing up as a young kid, I always heard my mom and dad say, we can't afford it, we can't afford it, we can't afford it. So my whole life, I was so scared about being poor. I was so scared about being broke when I was later on in my, in my early teens and my late teens. I was so scared that one day I may be poor and I don't want to live that kind of life where I'm always, in this contraction mode. You know what I mean? I always wanted to be in expansion mode. I wanted to be living my life with abundance, no scarcity. And growing up as a kid, when you hear your mom and your dad say, turn off the lights, turn off the lights, turn off the lights, it kind of takes a toll on you because you're always worried about penny pinching and worried about the extra dollar being spent here and conserve mode. And I wanted to get out of that mode. So my nightmare was to never live the way me and my mom and my dad and my two younger brothers lived in a one-bedroom apartment my whole life. We literally lived in an apartment building, the same apartment building that we almost grew up in. And I didn't want that for my kids, and I didn't want that for myself. So I utilized that nightmare, the things that I didn't want, and I utilized that to kind of motivate me. So for those of you that don't have a dream yet, for those of you that don't know what you want out of life yet, for those of you that have no idea where you want to be the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years, think about what you maybe don't want. Think about the things that you actually don't want to have in your life. It may be the type of car you don't want to live, drive. It may be the kind of neighborhood you don't want to live by, Maybe it's the things that scare you the most that should motivate you. You know what I mean? Think about the things that are nightmares in your life. And maybe that can spark a fire under your ass. You know what I mean? So what I recommend a lot of you guys to do is write down a list of all the things you do not want. And you'll kind of figure out the life that you really do want. Because a lot of times people at 18, 19, 20, 21, and even in their late 20s or even early 30s, they come up to me and say, yo, Mike, I love your Facebook videos. I love watching your stuff. But how do I get motivated? How do I figure out my dreams? How do I figure out my goals? And I tell them all the time, you got to dig deep and figure out sometimes not just the dreams, but maybe you need to figure out your nightmares. Now, for those of you that do have dreams and do have goals, understand this. Sometimes your dreams change as things go on in your life. Sometimes, you don't really need to, focus on that green Lamborghini like you always want. Because as a kid, I tell you guys one thing. As a kid, I always wanted that green Lamborghini. And as time started to go on in my life and years started to pass by, I said, you know what? Let me change that goal and get that when I have this set up and this business set up to pay for that car. Now, of course, I can definitely go buy any car I want. But the goal is not for me to buy a car, which is a liability. My goal is to actually buy assets which are going to pay me so I can eventually buy those expensive toys. So there's a phase in your life. There's a phase you got to go through in your life. And the beginning phase is you got to pick one or maybe pick both. Figure out your dreams and figure out your nightmares. Now, I know for me, the most powerful thing in the world is a dream. Now, nightmares are awesome, but the most powerful one is the dream because you want to be sucked in, but you want to be attracted and magnetized by a vision. A vision that's so strong that it compels you and it creates a burning desire for you to win in life. So some of you guys may not be at that level yet, so you got to start thinking about the nightmare. But I do recommend you figuring out on a paper, writing down, okay, what are my nightmares? What do I not want? What do I despise? How do I not want to live? Where do I not want to be in the next couple of years? And write them down. I promise you, as you write them down, you're going to figure yourself out a little bit and figure out, you know what? You do need more money. You know what? You need to work harder. You know what? You need to spend less time at the clubs and the bars and all the alcohol and the nonsense most people do. You do need to eliminate distractions and wasting time. You do need to focus on your dreams and on things that are actually important, like God, family, and health. That's what you need to be focused on, you know? So when you start writing down that list of nightmares, it propels you to move towards the dreams later on. So what I want you guys to take from this episode today, it's a very short episode, but I want you guys to kind of think about, what are your nightmares? Write them all down. And also on top of that, if you can't figure out your dreams, figure out in the next couple of weeks, what is it that you do not want your kids to actually live through? And if you write those things down, I promise you, you will figure out some of the things that kind of help me out to figure out my dreams. And that's what propels me and pushes me every single day. Now, right now, as we're making this episode, I'm actually cleaning my new office, so I'm going to get back to cleaning, but I appreciate every single one of you guys that listen to this podcast and share this podcast with a lot of your friends. A lot of people tell me, oh my God, I love your podcast, I love your Facebook video, I love your Instagram stories. Listen, if you want to follow me and have a good time, follow me on Instagram at mb.enterprise, that's mb.enterprise. It's mb.enterprise. And my Facebook is Michael Baraev. That's M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Last name, B-A-R-A-Y-E-V. And you can also find me on LinkedIn and YouTube. I'm all over the place. We want to be omnipresent. But I appreciate every single one of you guys that support me, that watch my stuff and share my stuff. And I hope you guys figure out your nightmares and figure out your dreams and go win in life. Have a good one.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.